Welcome back to the Practical Spirituality Podcast. We are so excited to have you on this journey with us, where we explore all elements of mind, body, emotions, and soul through the lens of everyday life. We love recording the show and are very appreciative of all the positive feedback we've been getting and the thousands of listeners who are tuning in every week. The show does take a lot of time and effort and investment from us. We would love to keep this going, and we need your help to do it. Please support the show by joining our community at Patreon. Our Patreon community get ongoing access to new and exclusive episodes, even after the completion of this initial season. You can find the link in our podcast bio in the description of each episode, or you can go to www.patreon.com/practicalspiritualitypodcast. On this week's episode, Gareth and I look back on season one, our most enjoyable moments and some of our challenging moments, as well as how grateful we are that you all have joined us on this journey. We are excited for what's to come in season two. Well, I think it's exciting to see that we've reached the end of the season, don't you think?
Finally, we got there in the end.
We got there. And we've had some fun, don't you think?
Yeah. I think it's actually interesting listening back to some of the episodes because I don't remember half of it. And I think you're the same at this stage, especially when people are mentioning certain specifics from the episodes. No idea what they're talking about or what episode they're actually
referring to.
Taking it from, yeah, it's just complete blur.
Well, I think part of that is because when we've been doing the recording and we have really been, it's intense, of course, because we want to produce something that's really great, but we've recorded so many things now that it's like, huh? What was that? So I'm excited that we got here. And I think what I'm excited about is as we close out this season and we start getting ready for season two, that we have made that decision to let some of our personality come out even more. Because I don't think people get just how much we giggle and laugh and give each other a hard time.
Well, it's part of the fun of doing it. But I think the season one, it was really about, you know, it was the tip of the iceberg, I guess, of everything we do want to talk about. It's just laying that foundation of people getting to know us. But yeah, I think even since January, since we started recording, like I think you and I have laughed so much, I guess, throughout the entire process and telling each other behind the scenes of what, you're not allowed to say that.
You can't say that.
And actually holding back in certain ways because, you know, we didn't want to give people too much too soon and it become overwhelming at times. But I do think it's that what we try to do is make healing as educational as it can be fun at times and showing it's not as scary as what it can be. And I think the more that we're able to actually be ourselves and laugh and giggle a little bit more as we explore a lot more content, it's actually kind of exciting moving into that.
I think so too. And I think one of the things for me in making the decision to do this podcast, when you first mentioned it and why I love the name of it so much, Practical Spirituality, is because through my journey and all the different versions of spirituality I've heard, I really think people are excited about hearing the practical side of spirituality instead of the serious side, or you've got to get it this way or it's not right side. And I think that's one of the highlights of all the things that we've done so far is the fact that we've brought reality to some of these subjects rather than it should be like this or you need to be doing this, don't you think?
But it's opening it up, I think, in so many ways. And I think what I look forward to even doing more is, in some ways, bringing a lot of emotion back into spirituality. Because I feel sometimes it's that the subject or any of these topics have got so serious at times that people can, and we've all been there, just get so fixated on certain details. And you can completely understand why people walk the other direction, I guess, when even the mention of spirituality or therapy or anything is actually about self-development, it has this reputation to be so serious. And there's a time and a place for that. There's no doubt about it. But I think it's that if people were actually able to hear the behind the scenes of what you and I talk about, it's actually very entertaining, it's very healing, but it just covers so much ground in its practicality as well. So being able to show more that side of us, I guess, moving forward, as well as deep diving into a lot of the subjects, like season two on Patreon is definitely going to be exciting.
Absolutely. And what I think is the most exciting part about some of it is for people to be able to witness that while we have a lot of fun, there are moments like, and I'm speaking for myself, there have been moments when we'll get to a certain topic and I will, for lack of a better word, say, have a meltdown. And then I'm in this emotional little thunderstorm that's happening for me. And you're just right there holding space. And then maybe 5 minutes later, we're both giggling so hard that it's ridiculous. And to me, that's what's so great about taking the seriousness out of all of it. So I think going into Patreon in this next season, as we start to record and we start uploading it into our, the Patreon community, people are going to get a lot more of who we really are and how we really approach some of these subjects. Sometimes it can be serious, but then other times it's just downright fun.
But yeah, but I think it's also, you know, because I know it's even mentioned in some of the intros now to the episodes, but it was kind of incredible how much work goes into actually creating these episodes at times, because you're trying to take these vast subjects and topics and put it into a 40-minute episode. And because, as we've talked about so many times in the episode, there's 8 billion people, so it's very hard to actually to quantify or to explain something, especially when you and I are so used to, I guess, working with individuals and understanding where they're coming from. So you can be very specific in the explanation. So I think that's been a really interesting challenge, fun challenge, but often difficult as well, to capture, I guess, the essence of the subject for all the listeners of the thousands of people that have been tuning in. But I do think, you know, we're definitely on the right path of continuing to do that. But I'm also excited about all the subjects that we have in the lineup, I guess, that we're going to start recording, even starting this week and next
week. Exactly. And I think the exciting part about it is that we're not sticking to those generalized subjects that we've decided for season two, that we're going to jump in and we're going to now narrow it down a little bit. And we're not saying that we have all the answers. We're just talking about what worked for us and what didn't work for us and how people can then take the information and decipher what's right for them. And I think that that gets exciting for people, because always before, people have been told, well, this is the right way, or that's the wrong way, or if you haven't achieved this, then you must not be doing something right, instead of being able to go, well, it's a roller coaster. We go up, we go down.
No, it is. Because it is trying to find that balance of being informed with all the knowledge that is out there, because it is quite overwhelming. If for anyone who's even been in the industry a long time, there's always a new book to read, or someone's just starting, then it's even more overwhelming. There's just so much information. And I think it's actually taken the emotion out of the information of something being right or wrong, and more actually of what feels right for you at this time in your life. Because you and I both know a book that made sense to us 10 years ago may not make sense to us now, but it still makes for interesting conversation nonetheless of the individuals we were when it did make sense to us back then. So even being able to take some of the books that are currently in the industry, and I guess just talk out the different subjects or topics that they talk about within it, would be really interesting for us to flesh out for people to hear, I guess, our journey with these different subjects or topics.
And the information that was provided, and how at one point that made sense, and why now we have a different understanding of that, and what that would mean for you and for I and for anybody else who starts to gain a different understanding. It's not about we have to quantify whether it's right or wrong. And that to me is exciting, because the more we can get away from the right or wrong, the easier it becomes for people to just step into that evolution of who they are. I wanted to ask you, and I know you just said at the very beginning that you don't really remember, but I'm going to throw it out there. Do you have a favorite episode from this season one?
But I'm going to take a stab at it that you and I have the same favorite episode, which I'm sure is not going to be everyone's favorite, but it's definitely ours, is episode 6, I believe, Emotions.
Understanding Our Emotions, yes.
Why do you think that's my favorite?
I think because you love emotion, and I think that you have a better understanding that there is no right or wrong, good or bad emotions, and that what I personally loved about episode 6 was when you said emotions are our native language. And I just loved it because I thought, gosh, that's so true. So why did you love it?
Because I just think it's so misunderstood and doesn't give the time or light of day that it actually deserves. And it is something that impacts all of us. It applies to every single person that we meet. And the more that we're actually able to understand it, I do feel that we're actually able to accept a lot more things about this life. We're able to process so much more of our human experiences. And of course, there is mind, body, emotions, and soul. So it's obviously, you have to be well-rounded when it comes to any of these areas. But I think I, especially exploring emotions myself long ago and continuing that journey even up to date now, has been something that it has been quite freeing. And I think I'm sure you would say the exact same thing. And it's just so misunderstood. And every time you and I even talk about it, we learn more about it, which is why it's just so exciting to me.
I 100% agree with that. And, you know, for years, I wanted to write a book called The Emotions Aren't Your Enemy. Because I learned, as you and I've talked about, as a very young age, that I was told my emotions were not okay. And because I was told for so long that I was an emotional basket case, I had a total misunderstanding of my emotions. Do I still have that misunderstanding? I have a better awareness, but I would love to tell you I don't fight them anymore, but I know you would just laugh at me because I do still at times go, you made me cry. But I don't dread it as much. I don't feel as ashamed of it. I'm not as humiliated. I have such a better relationship. And I think that moment on that particular episode when you started talking about how our emotions are native language, there was just this part of me that went, yes, yes, see, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. My whole life, people told me I was wrong, but this is just part of who I am and part of this experience that I'm having. So yes, that is my number one episode. But I have another episode that I really loved a lot as well. Can you guess which one that was?
I couldn't. What would that be?
Spiritual Awakenings. I love that because when I've been on this journey, as long as I've been on this journey, I was given so many preconceived ideas of what a spiritual awakening was. And when I had the realization that my meltdowns were as much of a spiritual awakening and the setbacks, that set me free more than anything else did because I stopped looking at myself as a basket case or, you know, someone that wasn't succeeding at life and started to go, oh, I'm actually succeeding at exactly what I came here to do, which is to grow and evolve. And so that was very freeing for me.
And as we both know, that's still such an alien concept, you know, even for sometimes even as we're talking about it, especially for other people to, and it goes back to the second episode, I guess, of divine purpose, divine design, sacred contracts, everything you kind of covered in that second one, which I've no doubt we'll revisit again because there is so much involved in that kind of subject. But I think is that when we're able to pull through or really understand, I guess, everything we've practically talked about in the 9 or 10 episodes, you can begin to pull together, I guess, the foundations of what we've been exploring or wanting to share with people, I guess, and the different things that we have discovered and are still exploring as time goes on. But yeah, the definite understanding of spiritual awakenings one is definitely sticks out there because I just know from anyone who I've spoken to that have listened to it, it's just the immense comfort that they've actually got from it instead of actually judging themselves for an experience that they didn't understand at the time. So now to be able to look at it as a spiritual experience that happened for a reason can really impact any of us to look upon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another episode that we did that had that effect for me is when we talked about hiding our authentic selves. Now, I always thought prior to us doing that episode, and I swear to you guys out there that it was in this episode that I had the awareness of when you said, we all have masks and we all have different masks at different times. We're never going to get rid of those masks. And I was like, what? Really? I can actually keep a few? Because I was under the impression that to be authentic, I had to be raw all the time. And that, yeah, instead of looking at it as the different hats that we put on in the different scenarios, it was just a great episode for me to have that realization that, I don't have to be raw 24/7 to be authentic.
I do think one of my chuckle moments that I think back of is probably in the episode of Control. I mean, you mentioned the story about your son, and he's like, see, he is a good boy.
Showed up at that front door and he didn't have bread. No. It was a great moment. And, you know, I share that moment with a lot of people because it was such a humbling moment for me that I had been teaching them so much and that he felt safe enough to put that in practice with me. And I was sure when I opened that door, I was like, see, he is a good boy. He brought his mother bread and he didn't. It was just like, you told me this wasn't okay. So it was good. I think, you know, as we go through some of those, and I love teaching through story. Gareth, I know you know that because I always have a story for just about everything that we talk about. Because I think sometimes for me, if you can tell me a story, then I'm going to be taking it in at a different rate than if you're trying to teach me something. So what I look forward to is as we move forward into season two and we start looking at some of these topics in some of the spiritual books that we've read, it will be great to be able to recount some of the stories and how I had some of those awarenesses around those topics.
Yeah, because it's not only life experiences that we want to talk about, but it's also as throughout the years, if we've read different materials, that's obviously impacted the different experiences that we ended up having from trying to live that content or live that information from other authors or writers out there. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier, because there's just so much information, a lot of it can be so conflicting at times and it can be so overwhelming. And I guess I would hope for that in our future episodes in general, that, you know, when we talk about these subjects, that we're actually pulling it all together for people. So there's no more actual contradiction in any of these subjects or topics. It's more grounded. It's emotional. It covers mind, body, emotions, and soul. So that it just doesn't feel as has to be so much work or so much effort for people to be spiritual or to have to get to a place of healing, because it just puts so many people off feeling it's just a never-ending amount of work that people have to do in themselves. And that is what at the end of that leads to putting people or giving up on the journey or putting them off it, because it's just, it never ends. Well, that's how it feels at times.
I 100% agree. And it, what that brings up for me is, do you remember we were on a call one time and you asked me the question, what is it you're hoping to gain from these sessions? Do you remember that? And you were like, Kim, what is it you actually want to gain from these sessions? And I was like, I don't know. I want to be my best self. And you were like, so what makes you think you're not already now your best self? And I was like, oh, trick question, not fair. But like you're saying, to take the hard work out of it and realize that we're exactly where we're meant to be. And that there, you know, like we said very early on in the piece, there is no end goal. And the more that we can help people recognize what works for them, because I don't think we're under any illusion that we have all the answers or that what we're saying is going to be a one size fits all for anybody.
Because I think even from even the first episode, I believe we're sharing the answers that thus far have worked for us. And we have explored a lot of material. We've done a lot of courses. There isn't much we haven't covered in the scheme of things, but yet we're still exploring. So I think it's just so refreshing and heartwarming to be able to share that with other people and to hear the amazing feedback that we have got back. And it does encourage us to want to continue this project as well as all the other ones we currently have.
Absolutely. On. And what I find exciting about it is because we're going to be releasing these on Patreon first, I think it's almost as if we have a little bit of creative freedom from the first episode. You know, the first episode, it's an introduction to who we are and what we've been doing. But season two is all about, let's get in and just start exploring this.
and have a bit of more fun with it, I guess, because there's always going to be a formality around season one to some degree, you know, for us to find our feet and to just to set the foundations down. But I think we have achieved that in the first 10 episodes.
I think so. And I've enjoyed every second of doing this podcast. Like when we first started talking about it, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. But it's been so much fun. I have to say, as often as we've gotten together to do these episodes, I have not laughed that much in years. So I really appreciate it and want to say thank you, because it has lightened my life a lot, because I do a lot of serious work. And so to have all the serious and highly intense work that I do with my clients, and then to get on a call with you and giggle like I'm in the back of the class being the naughty child, is just a whole lot of fun.
And it's even funny because, of course, we have a set number of times a week we meet to record. And the amount of times we've got on, end up talking for 2 or 3 hours and not hit record because we just got lost in the conversation and the subject. It's, oh, we forgot to hit record. So hopefully from moving forward, we won't forget to hit record as often.
Absolutely.
But no, nonetheless, it's really exciting. And I look forward to continuing to share, I guess, all of our amazing and wonderful conversation.
And I'm looking forward to the community growing, because I know that's one of the things we'd really like to do. And so as we move into season two, we're going to be uploading all of our work on the Patreon page. And I think even before we hit season two, we want to start engaging with that community so that we can let them have question and answer time and lead us on what they want us to explore on their behalf.
No, most definitely, because I think the episode that we publish live on the different platforms, it's that they're obviously cultivated to create a story from start to finish, so to speak. That's why season one was 10 episodes and we covered very specific topics, and no doubt season two will be quite similar. But as you're saying, in Patreon, it's going to be more free-flowing. People get to engage, get to ask a lot more questions, and be very direct with us, whereas that wasn't really possible, I guess, as we were publishing weekly on the other platforms, because there was no way for people to ask questions. So that was a driving factor to actually be able to create the Patreon community, and it is exciting to see where it goes.
I'm really excited to see where it goes, because I've gotten I know you have too, we've gotten such great feedback from the people who are listening. And it's not that we just want the feedback. We want to know, what do they want to know about? What are some of these subjects that have baffled them or felt contradictive to them as they've been on this journey of growth and exploration, so that we can bring that to others as well. I also just want to send a great, big, huge thank you for all the support that we've received already on this first season. So thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. And if you feel that you've gained anything from it, could you please go to whatever platform you're listening to us on, rate the episodes, or follow the show so that you can find out when we start season two. And if you'd like to get more interactive, jump on over to Patreon and join us on our Patreon community as we start to explore season two. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to explore these topics more with us, please go to www.patreon.com/practicalspiritualitypodcast. Not only will that help us keep producing these shows, but you'll also get advance access to each new episode, the opportunity to ask questions directly of Gareth and I, input into what topics we will cover on the show, access to exclusive content not available anywhere else. See you over on Patreon.